Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
About 3 or 4 minutes away from Joel Klatt being on the show. Part of our show being brought to you today by our friends at Redmont Distilling, Vulcan Gin, and Redmont Vodka.
Yeah, locally owned and operated. Their aim is clarity and taste, color and smell. It's vodka perfection. Redmont Vodka made from corn, which not only makes it gluten-free, also provides a smooth finish that doesn't have that harsh aftertaste. It's 8 times distilled, available at your local package and ABC stores. Also, don't forget about your new simple classic gin, the Vulcan Gin that Dunaway mentioned. It's also gluten-free and 8 times distilled. The fastest-growing distillery in Alabama is Redmont. Pick up a bottle today.
Some Auburn fans are upset at Klatt.
Yeah, I see that. Real quickly on the female version of our last segment, the people in America would be unified on.
Yes.
Alexandra Daddario getting a lot of love here.
That's a girl from True Detective.
Yeah. Well, and she was also in White Lotus.
Yeah.
And somebody said they walked away from their computer for 1 second and they thought initially Lance said K. Ivy. Instead of K. Adams?
Now, 2 years ago.
That's do you do a K. Ivy, Rockstar?
Universal on K.
Ivy. It's like this is pretty much, I don't think we're going to do them. I'll tell President Biden to bring it on.
Sounds like a former intern.
You get a lot of Bill Cosby in a lot of yours.
Probably, my voice impression's kind of changed.
It was... your Bill Cosby actually higher pitch than K. Ivey's was. Okay,
true.
Now back to why Auburn fans are upset with Joel Klatt. Now, I saw this moving through the chat room. I missed this interview, though.
Well, he was on Cowherd, and they were talking Auburn-Penn State. And Klatt, I don't know if he was, like, asking him to compare coaches or whatever. I didn't see it. I just saw the reaction to it. And we'll get Klatt, you know, his thoughts on it. But apparently Klatt said, look, I mean, Brian Harsin is a mid-major coach. He's never proven himself on a big level. Which, I mean... technically is true. He came from what you would consider a mid-major program in Boise. He has not proven himself on the big level, but he's never been given an opportunity to. And I don't know if that's what Klatt meant is his opportunity to do it.
And I wonder, you know, I don't know if we talked to Klatt about the hire, and there were some Auburn fans that got a little upset with me because, and I'll stick by this, the more I get to know Harsin, and not that we personally know him, but we've had him on 3 or 4 times, he seems like a guy that is getting more acclimated and more comfortable. But he is a guy that took an A-plus Group 5 job, and to me, he did a B job with it. And I will stick with that.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying with that. I like Auburn's chances this week, but they're going against history in so many different ways. Do you know how many non-conference, and this is one of those thin lines, but how many non-conference wins Auburn has against top 10 teams on the road in the history of the program?
Non-conference top 10 wins on the road for Auburn.
In the history of the program.
Because you're asking again, I'm going to say two.
One.
And it was?
1984.
Florida State?
1984 Florida State. That historic game down at Florida State.
I've got another nugget for you guys.
Oh.
College game day?
Yeah.
When Auburn is the road opponent, you know what their record is?
What is their record?
1-6.
1-6.
1-6.
One win.
Huh?
Now, this could be good because somebody brought up this team. It was when they went to Tennessee in October of 2004 crushed the Vols.
The Ronnie Brown game is what that was.
Klatt is on the Pepsi hotline now, and you've upset Auburn fans. Klatt, how are you?
Oh, listen, that's not hard to do now.
Joel, don't come in here swinging at our state fans.
Guys, listen, we have had a very friendly, you know, cordial relationship for a while. You know I wouldn't do anything purposefully.
Yeah, okay, so I want you to explain, because you said it on Cowherd, you apparently referenced Brian Harsin as a mid-major coach that's never proven himself on the big level. So can you please expound on what you meant by that?
I mean, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Okay.
Klatt, could you just back it?
Right? Listen, he's been very successful at Boise State. His lone venture outside of the mid-major, you know, Group of Five corridor was that short stint at Texas, which just didn't work. Mack tried to change his whole staff in 2011, 2012, hired Manny Diaz to be the defense coordinator, Harsin to be the offensive coordinator. And I've talked about this, you know, several times about how, like, while these guys are really good coaches and have gone on to do really quality things in the sport, it just didn't work then. And so, you know, after that, he's at Arkansas State, then back to Boise, and now at Auburn. So, like, it's not a knock. It's just an observation more than anything else. And I think people, like, arguing that, I think, are probably insecure about it. So maybe it's that you realize that it's true if you're offended that I observed that he hasn't had much success outside of the Group of Five mid-major level.
Well, let's see your observations on these quarterbacks. You played the position. To me, they seem like C quarterbacks, at least what I've seen from Sean Clifford and Bo Nix over the couple of years they've been starting quarterbacks. Who do you have more confidence in, though?
Again, this is not going to be a knock, but it's going to sound like that. Neither, but only because of the wild ups and downs that we get from both players. And I think that you're right in that they are fairly mirrored in that respect. I mean, you know, Bo, his whole career is almost encapsulated in the first two games this year. 20 of 22 against Akron, 9 of 17 against Alabama State. And you're like scratching your head, right? I mean, you guys are closer to it than I am, but just from afar, it's always like the lack of consistency is always there. Sean Clifford, the exact same thing. Now, in Clifford's, you know, case, and in some respects, Bo's case as well, we've had, you know, massive changeover within the staff. Now, it's not at the top end in Penn State because James Franklin has been there, but he's had all these different offensive coordinators. Remember, he went from Ricky Ronnie, who then left, to Joe Moorhead, who then left, and then Kirk Soraka, who was fired, and now he's under Mike Yurcich. I would say I feel like Penn State started to find their rhythm in the game I did week one. They were terrible in the first half, and then they started to figure out kind of who they were, and that's to be expected with a new system. And then obviously Auburn, they've been so dominant running the ball that I think throwing the ball has just been kind of an aside at this point because, one, they haven't needed it, and two, you know, you haven't been put into those pressure situations that maybe Clifford has seen at least early in this season. But both players are very similar in that they are and can be wildly inconsistent. But with that, you always have the potential of either of these guys basically carrying their team to a win, which is also equally, like, wild. You could have a game in which, you know, the quarterback is the reason you lose and the quarterback is the reason that you win with both of these programs. Bo did it to Oregon a few years ago and has done it a few other times. So I think it's one of those games that's fascinating because of the environment, the stage, the start that these two teams have had, the point, the inflection point for Auburn in their program, right, with this new coach and going in this direction. And for the first time really being kind of like outside of the SEC footprint with your head coach. I think it's a fascinating ordeal to watch from the outside.
Is Penn State's defense as good as it looks? You were at that game, the Wisconsin game. Was that more Wisconsin shooting itself in the foot? Would you say Penn State's defense is really good or elite at this point?
I don't know about elite. I think that they're good. I think that Wisconsin should have won that game fairly handily. But that wasn't going to be the defense's fault for Penn State. They made the plays necessary. I think that they're very athletic in the back end. I love their linebacker play, really love their linebacker play. And they're getting enough from guys at the first level. I don't think that they're great against the run, so I think Auburn's going to have a terrific opportunity to run the football well because they're just not quite as big as you'd like to see up front. They've got this Arnold Ibikiti from Temple, and he's played pretty well. Derek Tangelo is a pretty good player. Tar Burton is up there. He's only 255 pounds. They've got P.J. Mustafer. He's like the biggest run stuffer. He's 326 pounds, but there's not a lot of depth. So they rely a lot on their linebackers and their linebacker play and then their back end. I love their safeties. I think their safeties are as good as anybody. And then their corners have good length. They're athletic. Joey Porter Jr. is out there. He's 6'2", 192 pounds. So I think that their defense is good. I don't know about elite because, again, Wisconsin should have won that game. They should have been able to put them away, and they weren't able to do that based off of, let's face it, like horrendous quarterback play.
Joel Klatt is with us from Fox. You will see him on, they're trying to revive the game of the century or whatever. It'll be a blowout, but it's Oklahoma, Nebraska. Watch Klatt anyway, because we love him. It is on Fox, and Klatt
well,
is what?
Not the Auburn fans. The Auburn fans are like, Townsend, Brown.
Right. Well, I know that, but we're about to give you a chance for the Alabama fans to love you. Klatt is with us on the Pepsi hotline. Joel Klatt of Fox Sports, at Joel Klatt on Twitter. Do you believe Alabama is the best team in the nation, and do you believe it is clear they are the best team in the nation?
Yes, all of it, yes. Anytime you ask me about Alabama, I'm just going to say yes.
Will Alabama win it all and go undefeated?
Yes. There's no other team that's even, well, I don't know about, you know, even close. I think Georgia has played pretty well. But Alabama's just on a different level. You know, they're playing against themselves, guys. As evidenced last week, and granted that opponent is, you know, terrible, Mercer, and it's going to be what it's going to be. I absolutely love watching Nick Saban operate from afar. And I love seeing this guy not get caught up in the hyperbole of his own success, you know, and he lets us do that, which, you know, I'll oblige. And he's the greatest coach in the history of the sport. His success is totally unparalleled. In particular, when you look at it in the scope and in the structure of the current national recruiting landscape, the sense of urgency that they have, and he talked about the reckoning with his dad, and it was so fascinating that he said that, because I actually mentioned it on the air in our game on Saturday about a reckoning. And it's because we were talking with Mario Cristobal last week in preparation for Oregon and Ohio State, and Mario talked about one of the reasons why he loved working for Nick Saban, which, by the way, you don't often run across guys that are like, oh, I loved working for Nick Saban. You say that you run across guys that are like, man, that was amazing to work for him. That was, you know, highly beneficial to work for him. But rarely do you get guys that are like, I loved it. Well, Mario's parents were Cuban immigrants. And so for Mario's upbringing, he said his upbringing was a reckoning every day. There was a reckoning for, like, your responsibilities every single day with his father. And he said that's what it was like at Alabama. Every day was a reckoning. And it just, like, resonated with me about this internal standard that is kept and held via the head coach, regardless of who the assistants are and regardless who the players are. Nobody wins over cycles of recruits like Alabama does. So I just marvel at that from afar. And then, of course, during the press conference, Nick talked about the reckoning in his own childhood. But I'm here to tell you, like, that's what it's like for those players every day. And those coaches at Alabama, they have to answer for every action, regardless of opponent. And that internal standard that is held there is higher than anywhere else in the country. And it's the reason that they're the greatest college football program in the history of the sport. The last 12 years will be totally unmatched and probably go on for another 2, 3, 4, however long he wants to coach. This period of Alabama football is the greatest stretch of college football played by any program in history.
Joel Klatt is with us as a guy who played the sport and has now covered it at the highest level. What Dan Mullen is having to struggle with right now, is that something that's universal? How tough is it for him to look at a quarterback who has waited, stayed behind other guys, stayed with the program in Emory Jones, and then you've got the what looks to be the future in Anthony Richardson? How hard is it to make a switch, and do you do it on a game like this?
It's tough to do it on a game like this because you don't want to ruin a young quarterback, in particular if he's not totally healthy. Because I know, isn't Richardson still dealing with the hamstring? And forgive me, I don't know his actual status.
He is practicing, but he is coming off of a hamstring, getting treatment daily.
I have no idea what that's like. I would love to put myself in someone's shoes. Like, what's it like to play quarterback with a hamstring injury? The problem is that you have to actually be able to run semi-fast to pull a hamstring, which I was never able to do. So I don't know what that's going to be like for Anthony, who's an athletic kid and I think a really good player and clearly the guy with the higher ceiling there at Florida. The conundrum, if you will, the problem that you just mentioned about Emory Jones, I think the most difficult part of being a college football coach is that you have to be, in order to be really good, totally committed to each of these kids as kids. And you have to look at yourself in some respect as a father figure, and you've got to invest in them as people in order for them to reach their potential. So you don't have to do that at the pro level. Those guys are men, they're getting paid, and so the expectation and your investment in them is vastly different than at the college level. But then the problem comes in is you also owe it to everybody else within the program, whether, and that stems from teammates to your coaching staff, to their families, to your fan base, to your boosters, to your administration, to run it like a business. The best guy has to go out there. And so college coaches have to deal with this. Nobody else has to deal with this intense personal struggle of investing in a guy and maybe really caring for him and loving his work ethic. And here's this, you want desperately for him to succeed as much as a dad wants his own son to succeed. And yet you also have to be the one that is the executioner of his career. Think about that for a moment. Like I talk to these guys all the time, and you can see the intense struggle all over their face when they're talking about, and obviously it's under the microscope when it's a quarterback, but this type of thing happens all over the roster. Ohio State struggling with that right now with Master Teague, their running back. They've got two guys that are better than him, Mayan Williams and the true freshman Travion Henderson. But Master's never done anything wrong, guys. He's like a leader on the team, you know, and so they're like, this is killing us, but it is what it is. So I don't envy Dan Mullen's predicament right now, and I think that it is a unique predicament. And oftentimes, we as fans or analysts or in the media, we look at it purely from the production standpoint when we have to realize that there is a large human element to this that makes it very difficult on these coaching staffs.
Joel, let me quickly jump to the Pac-12. David Shaw's got a quarterback in Tanner McKee. The kid can play, at least based on what I saw Saturday night.
Better, yeah.
Yeah, look, if Jack West started that game, more than likely Clay Helton still got a job. He doesn't. Let's make you Mike Bone. You can hire anyone, you know, whether they're active or inactive as a coach right now. Who is your number one guy you would get at USC? Who makes the most sense?
Well, I mean, I'm going to totally dodge your question, so I'm sorry about that. But let me just say that I think it's more important that he gets the philosophy correct on how he goes about this. First of all, I know Mike. I've got history with Mike. I don't have a ridiculously high thought of him, but that is what it is. I think he ruined the program I played for, and he's tried to build back his career. He finds himself at USC at this inflection point for that storied and historic program. And he's got to get it right. And so if I were him, I would do the following four things are the philosophy that I would try to use. One is I would swing really big. I would cast the widest net possible and puff out my chest. I'd peacock it a little bit, guys, because it's like, listen, I still think USC is an unbelievable job. Unbelievable job. If you get it right and you get the right guy at USC, I think that you're a playoff contender within a year and a half, 2 years. That's the level of that program. You may disagree, but that's the way I see it, living out here, knowing who is out in college football, contributing, playing at the highest level from Southern California on other rosters. Let me just put it to you this way. The second part of the philosophy is recruit, recruit, recruit. So you got to swing big, and then you got to recruit, recruit, recruit in terms of your guy who's the next head coach. Because what can't happen is – and this, again, this is going to sound like a knock, but Clemson is historically a highly regional program. I know that they're playing at the top end of college football right now, but this is a college from, you know, in the ACC from South Carolina. They cannot walk into Southern California and get five-star quarterbacks from your back step, your back porch. That can't happen. The third thing of my philosophy is I got to have a guy with charisma, and I think a guy like with some NFL DNA. And the charisma piece is you got to be comfortable being a star because you're going to be the head coach at USC. But then the NFL DNA piece is you got to be comfortable being a star, but you've got to be also comfortable with your players being bigger stars than you. And I think that's what a lot of coaches fail with in college football. And a lot of places you don't have to have that style of coach. I think USC and Miami, you got to have guys that understand that if you're successful, your players are going to be more famous than you, and you've got to be comfortable enough in your own skin for that to happen. You can't be a control freak. This is not, you know, some podunk town in the middle of college football nowhere where you can be the dictator and team first and tucking your shirts and all this. I mean, that just doesn't work at USC. So with that being said, my list would start swing big. I would go after the biggest names minus Nick Saban in the sport, because Saban's going to turn 70, and it's just like, let him be the greatest at Alabama. So I would call Lincoln Riley. I would call Dabo Sweeney. I would call Brian Kelly. You know, I would call Ryan Day. I would call those guys. And once they told me no, because I think that they would, my list would look a little bit different than other people's. It wouldn't just be like, hey, Matt Campbell's having success at Iowa State. See, I just don't think Matt Campbell's style works at USC. So my list would include guys like Mario Cristobal, Eric Bieniemy from the Chiefs, Joe Brady from the Panthers. I would give Josh McDaniels a call at the New England Patriots. I would give Jeff Hafley a call at Boston College. All of these guys have that NFL DNA. They understand how to coach stars that are bigger than themselves, and yet you still are the head coach. So my list would look a little bit different, but keep in mind, I do think that this is a really important hire for all of college football, because we need an anchor on the West Coast of a team that can play at the highest end. Right now it's becoming too regional. We need to expand the playoff. We need to drive some parity at the top end, and we need a team on the West Coast that can anchor, similar to what Ohio State is doing in the North. We need some anchors outside of the SEC and outside of the South that make this sport more of a national sport.
Reese Davis was on the show yesterday. He said the one guy he would go after is Matt Rhule.
That's a great one. I would absolutely call Matt Rhule. Matt has done it at college level. Now he's been in the NFL. That's the style of you know, I think Joe Brady would be a good one as well. But, yeah, I mean, why not? I think the Coach Peterson, who won the Super Bowl with the Eagles, call him. I think he would be an interesting one as well. But I just don't think, you know, people are like, oh, James Franklin, Luke Fickell, Matt Campbell. I think that lens is way too narrow. The way that those guys coach and the places that they coach works in those places. I just don't think that they would work at USC because of that combination. Remember now, and Colin and I talked about this yesterday, you know, at USC and Miami, these coastal historic programs that have had pockets of wild success and dominant success at college football, when you actually dig into what was the blueprint during those periods of success, you had the NFL DNA coach, John Robinson, Pete Carroll at USC. You had, you know, Jimmy Johnson, who allowed guys to be stars. You had Dennis Erickson. You had Butch Davis at Miami. That's what you have to do, because think of the personalities on those teams at USC, Miami. Think of those personalities. You have to be a coach that's comfortable enough to let Michael Irvin be Michael Irvin, or Warren Sapp be Warren Sapp, or Reggie Bush be Reggie Bush, and Matt Leinart be the biggest star in Los Angeles winning Heisman trophies. Like, that's an important part of, I think, hiring at those two places, which is why I don't think you can just go after, like, well, who's having success at Iowa State? I love Matt Campbell, and if Michigan came open, I would say Matt Campbell's your guy. But I just don't think that that's the right fit at USC. So along with what Reese said, yeah, I think Matt Rhule would be a terrific phone call, and why not?
All right, it is Nebraska-Oklahoma, Fox 6, the big noon kickoff, which kicks off at 11 here, not noon. And you can see Klatt and the great Gus Johnson and Jenny Taft on that broadcast. Klatt, thank you so much for the time. It is always great talking with you.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good one, all right?
All right, buddy, you too. Joe Klatt on the Pepsi Hotline with us here on the Next Round, presented by Bud Light.
Always appreciate his friendship. Malik is right in the chat room that, I mean, think about this. The kids you're recruiting now have no real memory of Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart playing.
Exactly. That's crazy to think about.
Yeah, so that's how quickly it burns. USC has been really an afterthought since those Pete Carroll days. And some of you are saying, why don't they just call Charles? Do they call Pete Carroll and ask him to come back? Pete got asked about it. That's how much he's thought of out there. But they tried to recreate Pete Carroll with Lane Kiffin and Steve Sarkisian. It did not work. So, no, it's time for a fresh reboot at USC. And it is a brand that I think would resonate out there. I mean, if you've ever been out there, USC still resonates, even though they don't have a memory of their greatness. It still is a destination place for kids in California. Destination place for you if you're getting ready for the weekend is our friends at the Pants Store. Those game day polos from Cutter and Buck and Tiga, Taylor Mick, and game day hats, sunglasses, the Yeti coolers, everything you need on game day, including Ladies game day fashions, the smocked waist shorts, the skirts, the skorts, the booties, the bodysuits, and a huge variety of those clear purses that you need for the stadium, all right there at the pants store. All that can be found at their five locations in Crestline, Leeds, Trustville, Tuscaloosa, or Huntsville. I'll say it again. Crestline, Leeds, Trustville, Tuscaloosa, or Huntsville. Check it out all online at thepantsstore.com, pantsstore.com. Rockstar's viewing menu, and someone from the chat room with a great point about LT's perception of Brian Harsin at Boise State. It's next on the next round.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.
I'm Jim Dunaway from my friends at ERA King Real Estate. They know better agents make better deals. That's why they support their agents with innovative training and technology that helps them provide value to you. Find your agent by texting the word MOVE to 35260. That's MOVE to 35260. Even though home values may change, ERA King agents stay priceless. ERA King, working hard to make home buying easy.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about one of our favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is Hamburger Heaven since 1982. Hamburger Heaven has been serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order. All of their ingredients are fresh and prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each and every day. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, visit any of the four locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood. Hey, if you're looking for a local agent to handle all of your insurance needs, you need to call my good friend James Anthony at the James Anthony Agency, 205-985-7717, Hoover, Birmingham, Northport, and Tuscaloosa. He's been in business over 20 years, the James Anthony Agency.
After 40 years in business, Red Wing Shoes owner Steve Sikora has decided to give his stores a needed up-to-date look. The Hoover location now welcomes its customers to enjoy the ultimate fit experience. This updated showroom is now displaying the best Red Wing has to offer. Classic Pecos pull-ons, Red Wing heritage including the Iron Ranger, Irish Setter Work, and trusted Basque outdoor footwear. And coming this September, the Trustful location will be moving down Highway 11 between Taco Mama and Metro Diner. Customers will love this updated cool look. Don't wait to visit the two new and exciting locations of Red Wing Shoes.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap.
All right, guys, I don't know about you, but there is one game I don't ever want to be out of, and that's why I'm glad we have the Alabama Men's Clinic right here in Birmingham. They have treated thousands of Alabama men for ED. There are many different causes, like a heart condition, diabetes, a reaction to medication, or simply low testosterone. The Alabama Men's Clinic staff will find the problem, and some of you will be back in the game the day after your first appointment. You can set up that appointment by calling 205-598-7000 or go to the website alabamamensclinic.com. I know what you're thinking. A lot of guys actually just take a pill, but sometimes that pill doesn't work or it can give you unwanted side effects. Let the pros come up with your game plan. There's no need to wait. Depression, anxiety, a new connection with that special person in your life. It could be all just one important play away. Call 205-598-7000 or get back in the action at alabamamensclinic.com. I can't say it simpler than this. Way to Wellness saved my life. I'm Jim Dunaway, and the Way to Wellness program helped me lose 45 pounds and get my blood pressure and cholesterol in check. You can do it too. Go to the website, aplanforme.com. No cookie cutter plan. Everything is designed for you. The program is overseen by board certified professionals. There are no contracts, there are no sign up fees, and you get a free consultation. The website is aplanforme.com. Tell them you want a plan like Jim. Way to Wellness, your journey to healthy living.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters. It's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the seven Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
This hour of the Next Round is brought to you by Excalibur Services, a name you can trust when it comes to residential heating, AC, and electrical services. Excalibur is growing and looking for exceptional HVAC techs, plumbers, and electricians. 205-718-8688. Alabama license number 15214.
Hey, they got it right. Crimson Tide Sports Network sending out the Nick Saban Hey Coach thing tonight. Jim Dunaway, sports host of the Next Round. I'm betting favorites who wouldn't get that right.
Interesting. Well, now you can't screw it up.
Yeah.
They've gotten it right.
They've got it right. I'll drop it and mispronounce something tonight on the air. Part of our show today being brought to you by our friends at Ship Happens LT.
Yes, make sure you check these guys out. Incredible work they do in today's ever-changing market. Your supply chain is a major factor in maintaining and growing relationships with your customers. Safe, on-time, and affordable shipments are crucial. With over 20 years combined experience in relationships, Jeff and Griffin at Ship Happens have the ability to get ship done from LTL, van, flatbed, heavy haul, and expedited. Ship Happens is ready to bring a solution to all of your transportation problems. Don't have an accident and ship yourself. Call the guys at Ship Happens, 205-605-8101.
All right, let's go to the Pepsi Hotline, talk some Auburn football with Stan White, Auburn football analyst, former Auburn quarterback. He is with us now on the Next Round presented by Bud Light. What is up, Stan? How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Doing great. I was a little surprised by this stat. It hasn't happened a ton, frankly, but Auburn has not fared well at a conference against top 10 teams on the road. They've got a chance to change that Saturday. I know you got to be fired up to go to a historic place like Happy Valley.
Yeah, I am. I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to Penn State, never been to Happy Valley. And so, yeah, it's going to be an exciting time. Obviously, they're excited about their whiteout game. And I have to admit, guys, I'll be watching two of my favorite uniforms in college football. I love Penn State, especially when they do wide out. So I'm looking forward to the uniform, the colors anyway.
It's old school Auburn football, at least through two games right now. Look, and I know it's not against great opponents in Akron and Alabama State, but according to Pro Football Focus, Stan, the number two rush offense right now in college football is the Auburn Tigers. 680 rushing yards, almost 10 yards per carry, and 8 touchdowns. It's been impressive through two games.
Well, it has been. And like you said, the opponents will get obviously a lot tougher this weekend when they start SEC play. But like you said, they're doing their job and they're doing it well. They had one half against State. The first half wasn't the greatest, but they turned it around and put up 35, I believe, in the third quarter. So, yeah, and they've been able to do it running the ball, throwing the ball. And I think it's going to help, you know, take some pressure off of Bo Nix, where he doesn't think he has to make every single play. And you know, at times last year, he probably had a little bit of that where he felt like he had to make too many plays happen. And when you have a guy like a Tank Bigsby, and then, of course, Sean Shivers has been out, and Hunter's come in and done a really good job as a true freshman. And so, yeah, I think that takes a little pressure off when you're able to have some success running the ball. They'll need to have some success and some good balance this weekend to have a chance up at Penn State.
Does Jarquez Hunter become a regular in the rotation, do you think? Is he the guy right behind Tank in distribution as you move forward through the season?
Well, I think you're going to have, and you guys know the rigors of playing in the SEC. I mean, you're going to have two or three guys that can carry the load sometimes. Tank Bigsby is the guy. I mean, he's one of the best in the SEC, if not the country. But you got to have at least two more behind him, and you know, hopefully Sean can get back. But Juarez Hunter has really been a bright spot on that side of it. I mean, the guy's got speed. He's a smaller guy, low center of gravity type guy, so he's hard to get a good lick on. And you know, when he gets out in open field, you know, I didn't know this until after it just happened, but we had to look it up. There was a lot of records broken last weekend, but he's got the longest run from scrimmage in the history of Auburn as a running back. And you're talking about some pretty good running backs that came through there throughout the years. That 94, I think it was 94-yard touchdown run was the longest one in the history of the running backs of Auburn. So he's in the record books as a true freshman.
Stan White is with us on the Pepsi Hotline. Give me the thing that worries you the most going into this game. If you were Brian Harsin, this would have you up tonight and tomorrow night getting ready for Saturday.
You know, I think Penn State, the biggest thing about them, obviously, is it's a home crowd. It's a wide out. Game day will be there. They've got the challenge. I believe the biggest one is going to be Penn State's receivers. I mean, they're stacked. I like Auburn's matchup in that Auburn's defensive backfield is really solid. They've got a lot of depth back there. But that's going to be the big challenge is Penn State's their offense is not – I mean, the exact opposite of kind of like what Wisconsin does. You know, they played 2 weeks ago. It was a good game. Penn State's got a great win on the road. Wisconsin's a ground-and-pound type of team. They can just line up and mow over you. And Penn State's going to hit some big shots on you. And so they've got some studs out there at the wideout position. I think that's going to be the big challenge. But I do like where Auburn's depth is there with McCrary and the rest of those guys back there.
It's only been two games, but Demetrius Robertson much more involved in week two. Do you think ultimately he becomes that go-to guy for Bo Nix?
Well, he certainly was last weekend. I mean, he caught one. He ran a reverse for a touchdown, and so yeah, he was much more involved, no doubt. He was much more involved, and he's a guy. Even though he's new to Auburn, he's got more experience than probably anybody out there, minus maybe Shed Jackson, and so. Yeah, I mean, I see him continuing to get more and more play, and he's played in big games before. He's been around the league, so he knows that. He knows what to expect. So, yeah, I think that's big. And you know what, really, and I say this because it's been several years, but I like the role of the tight ends now with this offense. I mean, you know, Shinker's doing a good job. He usually averages 2 or 3 or 4 catches a game. But you will see at times Auburn will have 3 tight ends in the game, and then at times – most of the time, they have at least one, and so that is that's something that's different from what you've been used to seeing the last handful of years. Is their tight end position, whether it be through blocking or even route running, catching the ball, is drastically changed. I mean, they got a lot of depth in that tight end room. And now I see why they use those guys a lot.
What will you be looking at for Bo Nix early on? Because he's looked a lot more comfortable in this offense through two games. Obviously, it's different now on the road. It's different competition on the other side. What's an early indicator for Bo Nix? You've seen him play every snap.
You know, the one thing that I always go back to when I watch quarterbacks is their pocket presence and their footwork. You know, and I the first two games, he's done a lot better. He looks vastly improved. He looks older, more mature, and he's going through progressions. So I'll look for that early on. And let's face it, I mean, it's tough to play on the road at a top 10 stadium anywhere. And so this, but you know what? If I'm Auburn, and I think they're going with this approach, and listen, we get a chance to go up there and really make a name for ourselves. I mean, they don't have as much to lose as Penn State does. Because Auburn just cracked the top 25. They weren't preseason top 25 in any polls, I don't believe. Penn State, big win, conference win against Wisconsin. They're just getting into the top 10. So if I'm Auburn, man, I'm excited. I'm excited to go up there because now you go up there and you beat a top 10 team in their stadium with a whiteout over 100,000 people. Now you're all of a sudden national news. And Auburn is not, just cranking into the top 25. Now you're looking at maybe top 10, maybe a far jump, but, they make national news now. So I'm excited if I'm Auburn.
All right, Stan White. He's also the offensive analyst quarterbacks coach at John Carroll Catholic. They play Fairfield Friday night on the road. There's no way you could do both. I mean, are they going to be able to win without you, Stan?
they've won their share without me. There's no question about that. So, yeah, it's a big game. We're 2-0 in region play now. Big region game, 3-1 on the year, and it's a big region game at Fairfield tomorrow night. And we got middle school today. We play Clear at home today, 6:00.
So oh, man.
Guys want to come out and catch some football. We got a big one at Clear today at 6:00, and then tomorrow night on the road at Fairfield at 7:00. Big, that region is tough, very tough. You got the likes of the Pleasant Grove, Ramsey, Parkers of the world. So, anytime you can get a region victory, you take it. So big region game tomorrow night at 7:00 at Fairfield. So,
hey,
should be some good Friday night football.
Stan, we were talking Texas A&M a little bit earlier, and we were talking about the quarterback situation. Haynes King out. Zach Calzada comes in against Colorado, and it looked like Jimbo was really riding him on the sideline. And Brown brought up the fact that you played for Jimbo Fisher and how difficult or how hard he can be on his quarterbacks.
Jimbo, when he coached me, he's only like 6 years older than me. He was like 27, and I was 21 when I was a senior at Auburn. So we weren't that far apart. But, yeah, he gets a lot out of his quarterbacks. I mean, he will ride you. There's no doubt about it. And so I wish I could say I didn't learn some of that. But you know what I've learned as I'm coaching my kids in middle school a little bit? I've learned a little bit of that, too. I've got to control myself a little bit. But, you know, Jimbo is a great competitor. I mean, he is a competitor, and that's where it comes from. I mean, he doesn't do it out of ridicule and trying to put the quarterbacks down. He does it out of being able to compete and teaching them. And, you know, it's one of those things where I call it you coach them hard but love them harder. And so, you know, as long as those kids know that he cares that much for them, then you know what? You can ride a kid a little bit because he expects a lot out of them, and just like he did from himself. He was a great college quarterback at his level of play. And he still got a lot of records, I believe, at Samford. And so, you know, he expects his quarterbacks to be able to handle it and take it, and that's the way he teaches it.
All right, Stan, safe travels. Enjoy Happy Valley and the Whiteout. We'll talk with you next week.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
All right, buddy, take care. That is Stan White on the Pepsi Hotline.
All right, a lot more to get to. We'll get to those phone calls standing by in our next segment, Rockstar's Viewing Menu, 205-734-0923, part of our show being brought to you by the great folks at the University of Montevallo. If you're looking for a great education for your son or daughter, great class sizes so they can excel academically, small one-on-one relationships with your professor, a college of distinction, 75 majors there with more being added, 21 Division II scholarship sports. Schedule that in-person tour at Montevallo.edu. Montevallo.edu.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.
Banking isn't just about your money. It's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. AmFirst was founded for members just like you, and they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means services that grow and change with the times to serve you better. Now, every bank has their own app, but that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you, so it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. You can even customize the app, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. That's amfirst.org, America's first federal credit union. Federally insured by the NCUA. Authentic, mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine prepared fresh from scratch. That's what you get at Walk-On's. And now mix in the best atmosphere to watch live sports. Add that elite-level beer selection, and you've got a winner just off Highway 280 and 119. Happy hour at Walk-On's is 2 to 6, Monday through Friday. $5 moonshine swirls, $5 house pours, and half-price appetizers. Download the Walk-On's mobile app for an easy take-home experience for the family. It's game day with a taste of Louisiana at Walk-On's.
You hear a lot of interesting phrases while playing golf, like, I think you're on the beach, or the classic, you gotta hit it, Alice. One word you're sure to hear right now at Bentbrook Golf Club is wow. Brand new carts with complimentary GPS and the bent grass greens are so consistent, you just might drain a few more putts, Alice. Tee it up and find out for yourself. Book a round today at bentbrook.com or call 428-1999. It's better at Bentbrook.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Want more of the Next Round? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Did you know 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer? September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and the expert urologists at Urology Centers of Alabama are leading the way in diagnosing and treating men with prostate cancer. Early detection is the key to survival. Guys, if you're over 50, it's time to have your PSA levels checked. It only requires a simple blood test and physical exam. With 13 convenient locations, making an appointment is a no-brainer. Visit UrologyCentersAlabama.com or call 205-930-0920.
This hour of the next round is brought to you by Excalibur Services, a name you can trust when it comes to residential heating, AC, and electrical services. Excalibur is growing and looking for exceptional HVAC techs, plumbers, and electricians. 205-718-8688. Alabama license number 15214.
Hey, for the best pizza in Birmingham for lunch or dinner, make it Slice. Go see the Bajaga brothers, Jeff, Jason, and Chris. Slice Pizza and Brew is as local as you can get, from the ingredients that go into every pizza to the beer on tap. Two great locations, Lakeview and Vestavia.
That sound means someone got great advice. Always have a good plumber on standby. For me, that is Iron Mountain Drains and Plumbing. Jeremy Purvis and his team can handle commercial and residential plumbing needs, and they give you free quotes. 205-516-4927 or ironmountainworld.com. They handle all your plumbing and jetter services. They'll do everything from drips to new fixtures, and they are licensed, bonded, and insured. ironmountainworld.com. Just drain it.
Follow Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. The social media team at Next Round Live is dedicated to giving you daily news conferences and practice video from UAB, Alabama, Auburn, and around college football. Follow and compare to the sites you used to visit. You'll also get the latest highlights and news from the Next Round Daily Show. Turn on the notifications so you don't miss a thing. Follow Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. See more at nextroundlive.com.
The next round rolls on. NAAU fan says, LT, you always bring up Harsin and what he did at Boise State. He won three Mountain West Conference championships. That Peterson, who you like a lot, was 1-3 when they upgraded to the Mountain West Conference. One conference championship in 3 years there. He thinks they ended up being pretty equal considering the competition.
No, not even close. Not even close. I mean, Peterson was there. They were both there 7 years. Six of the 7 years, Peterson finished in the top 15.
In the country, not just winning
Brian
the
Harsin
WAC.
Never finished in the top 15. On top of that, Peterson finished in the top 10 four times, in the top five two times. They were in the conversation to play for national championships.
I guess what he's saying is the competition was stronger in conference play than it was for Peterson, which could have knocked him out of the rankings, is what he was asking. That the upgrade in the Mountain West, does that equal it out for you any at all?
I don't think so.
I think you're too hard on Harsin. I do, but I don't think you're wrong. I mean, obviously, Peterson was the better of the two.
Peterson was always considered by most an elite coach. Harsin has never been considered that. He's got an opportunity now.
I can't think of Peterson big wins at Boise over name brand Power Five schools. I can't think of one that Harsin had. Did he have one? Like Peterson beating Oklahoma
in one Fiesta Bowl, and I think they might have won that game. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Part of our show being brought to you by our friends at Nichols.
For camping and outdoor essentials and accessories, there is no better place than Nichols Outfitters in Pelham. Rooftop, ground tents, coolers and fridges, lighting equipment, and more. Nichols Outfitters, your answer. The best customer service staff in all Alabama. They help you make the most of the outdoors off exit 242 on I-65 in Pelham. Visit them in-store online, nicholsoutfitters.com. JD is in Huntsville. He is next. Well, this what's up, JD?
Hey, good morning, guys. I think Klatt's got it wrong about USC. I think that USC needs to change their culture there. I think the same old thing that worked in the past, the hey, look at me player, that, you know, a well-disciplined team will go in and beat a bunch of look at me guys. And I think that's what needs to happen. I don't know who that coach is going to be, but I think that's where they need to go. But, hey, I didn't get a chance to call on Monday, talk about my guaranteed Friday predictions about Oregon. I said that they would beat Ohio State, and they did. And I said they'd win the Pac-12, and that they would be in the playoff. Of those three, they accomplished the first one. Which one's going to be more difficult? Or do you think that was the most difficult one that they had to accomplish?
I think that one was.
Yeah, because now what happens, imagine the scenario. If Ohio State wins out, they're a one-loss Big Ten champion. Let's say that Oregon even drops a game. They're a one-loss Pac-12 champion. If you're the committee – how do you take Ohio State, who you got beat on your home field,
great point,
over Oregon? I don't think you can do it.
Yeah, I don't either. I think, and see, we didn't really talk about UCLA. You know, we always talk about the beginning of the season or before the season, who's going to be that team that we didn't expect. UCLA might be that team. Of course, again, we don't know how good LSU is. We're not really sure about how great a win that was, but I guess we'll see as it plays itself out. But yeah, Oregon wins the Pac-12 and just has one loss. They trump any, you know, Ohio State. even if they went out in the Big Ten. So I kind of like my guarantee there.
Yeah, no, one sets up the second one, which sets up the third one. That's a good call.
Thank you, JD.
Yeah, appreciate that. Oregon, that was a big win, and it can block out Ohio State, like LT is saying. That's a huge win. So a lot of people are on Mario Cristobal for that USC job because of what JD was talking about, and what Klatt was talking about a little bit. He liked working for Nick Saban, so he tries to implement a lot of those reckoning things. And I think Klatt was saying, LT, that, and you've lived there, he just doesn't think that style will attract the uber SoCal laid-back five-star blue-chip athlete.
Well, look, I mean, he's recruiting five-star guys right now. I mean, Cristobal can recruit. You know, my question with Cristobal is now that he's got an offensive coordinator who is really good in Joe Moorhead, you know, who's that offensive coordinator going to be that he brings with him?
Yeah, maybe Moorhead would go with him. Our viewing menu every day is brought to you by our friends at New Life Art. Rockstar tells us something he's going to watch on TV, or maybe you should watch tonight. New Life Art gives you something to see all the time.
Yeah, New Life Art bringing you memorable sports moments by Daniel A. Moore for over 40 years. For more information, 1-800-735-2787, or go online to check out the incredible art, danielmooreart.com.
Lance mentioned this earlier today on Netflix. This is all streaming stuff, nothing on TV tonight, but streaming. Netflix released today all of the Jaws movies.
Oh, really?
Lance.
Yeah, you can go watch
all
those four.
So was it four?
Speaking of sequels, right?
Oh, yeah, there's four.
There's
so
3D.
There's 1, 2, Jaws 3D, and Jaws 4, The Revenge.
Is 3D released in 3D?
Yeah, I saw it in the theater in 3D.
Well, I know, but is it on this in 3D?
No, I don't think so.
3D was Louis Gossett Jr., and 2 was Dennis Quaid? I'm trying to remember.
It was No, 3 was Dennis Quaid and Louis Gossett Jr.
Okay.
And
together.
Simon McCorkindale.
Then on Paramount Plus, they released all of the old MTV Cribs. Did y'all used to like watching that stuff?
Sometimes.
I did early on.
I think I would like them better now than I did back then. I don't know why I didn't watch it as much back then.
One of the funniest ones was they interviewed Sean William Scott Stifler from American Pie.
Right.
He was just in an apartment in L.A. And like he's like, well, this is my bed. Somebody punched the wall over here. And he like, I want to take you to the pool. It goes to the sun doesn't shine on this side of the pool, so it's always freezing. It's like, this is, I live with three other guys in this apartment, three other actors. So I thought that was funny. And then on Peacock Plus, I think, Dunaway, you're the only one that subscribes right now. I'm not.
Oh, I think LT's
yeah,
in
I
on
am.
It.
I am.
They have released a ton of all the old monster movies for Halloween, like Dracula, Frankenstein, all the Boris Karloff. And
loved them as a kid.
Yeah, Vincent Price, that kind of stuff.
The thing on Peacock, I thought they did a poor job, in my opinion, of promoting that the Notre Dame Toledo game was free on Peacock.
Streaming on Peacock.
When I saw that they had put it on Peacock, my assumption is, well, this is the way they're going to hook Notre Dame fans into at least a one-month subscription to Peacock.
Yeah,
I never even tried to get it.
And the way to do that is let people know it's free, watch it, do some really cool, hey, you can get
exactly.
Dr. Death on Peacock. It's only $5 a month.
Had I known it was free, I 100% would have pulled that game up. I assumed wrongly that I had to go pay for it just to watch any of them.
Everybody's got a 7-day free trial. They also want you to want you to put that in and forget you've got it.
Speaking of the monster movies, Werewolf was one of those movies.
Yeah.
Mike Leach is looking more and more like a werewolf every day. I mean, based on what I saw on the SEC network this morning, I don't know if you guys can find that clip of him, but he's starting to look like that.
Yeah, he only gets his haircut in Key West when he's there in the off season, it looks like. It's getting a little shaggy there. That's what Rockstar is watching, brought to you by our friends at New Life Art. While Rockstar pulls up a more recent picture of Mike Leach. That is very werewolf.
Yeah. I'm telling you, today it was something about the hair. He had a little bit of scruff.
He looked a little rough today.
Maybe some copyright would keep us from pulling up the SEC network there. But Leach can get a little shaggy there at times. If you want to go see any college football game in the country, there's a path to getting a ticket through our friends at Mortgage Right.
MortgageRight.com/TNR is where you go to do that. You heard Dunaway right. You can get a ticket to any college football home game in the nation by going to MortgageRight.com/TNR and submit a mortgage application. Any application filled out during this month of September is automatically entered into the contest. One lucky winner is drawn October 1. So listen, if you want to go to a college football game on Mortgage Right, just go to MortgageRight.com/TNR and start your application today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
Practicing and looking good for the game, that's what Nick Saban says about Josh Jobe and Armour Davis in the secondary for the Crimson Tide. Will Anderson continues to try to prepare. If he's not ready to go, Chris Braswell and Dallas Turner will be ready to go for the Crimson Tide, happening this weekend. 2:30 kick as the SEC on CBS returns. Dan Mullen, LT, brought up this stat. He's 0-10 against Saban. We all know that. But the last two outings, 7 points and 6-point losses. So he's trying to close that gap. We'll see what Mullen does this weekend against the Crimson Tide. More on that game. And we'll talk to John Metchie coming up, the Alabama wide receiver, at 12 noon. You're watching The Next Round on YouTube. Also on Facebook, Periscope, and Twitch. Thanks for being with us right here on Double Down Media Network.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.